SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When it's the dog days of summer, that means just one thing. Time to clock out, sit back, relax.
Shut up!
Yeah.
All right? How about that?
Sorry about that. It's time to lock in for another edition of Moneyline with the two best hosts on radio, Donnie Wrightside.
But it is what it is. Otherwise, if we just ran off a spreadsheet, there'd be no gambling, there'd be no sports books, because everybody would just press buttons and win every single thing they absolutely bet at that point.
And Kevin Walsh.
Even if the matchup's a little worse, Donnie, odds are he's going to bounce back because he's just been too good kind of right now, and he let an opportunity pass him by.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
New week, people. New money. The best hour of your day now officially underway. It's Moneyline on a Monday afternoon. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. And big doings here. Championships will be decided today. That will be pow, 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 the Edmonton Oilers and the pow, 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 Florida Panthers, Kevin. How about that? Pow, pow, what? Pow.
Yeah, what's that? What is that?
I don't know. It's Kendrick Lamar. I mean, who knows? You know what I mean? Come on.
Oh.
Pow, pow, pow.
Wop, wop, wop.
Yeah. I like to go pow, pow, pow instead. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, fair enough. I tend to think that we should have done probably more coverage on the network of that whole Kendrick concert. Did you tune in at all?
I didn't tune into anything, but I just saw, like, the highlights of, like, the yes. Now, yeah. Hold on, but yeah, before we get into sports on this, now, did he sing the song five times in a row? Is that what it was? Or what happened?
Not in full, but yes. Like, he went, like, midway through, restart, midway through, restart, played it full, played it full, played it full, I believe is how.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah, so it was.
Now, you know what?
It was no joke.
You know what? I got to appreciate that, because I got to tell you right now, if I show up to my favorite singer, band, rapper's concert, like if Biggie Smalls was still around today, like I think I would need like four or five like one more chance shots. Like open it up, you know, go through about maybe three or four songs, hit me up with one more chance again, maybe midway through, and then like the finale, like, you know, you come back out there for the curtain call, like sing it three straight times. Like I think more people would appreciate that than just a one-time shot.
I just hearing this. This is the most. I'm not even saying you're wrong. Yeah. This is the most Donnie take of all time.
Yeah.
Like nobody cares about the rest of the album.
No.
There's a reason it was your hit. Just play the hit. In fact, play it twice. Don't even waste my time with the other hour and a half. Let's go home.
Yes. Like, because there's very few bands, Kevin. Yes, there's very few bands out there. Like, because I've seen Hall & Oates probably a dozen times. But they have 10 to 12 songs that were like hits. So it's like, all right, you know what you're getting. I can't imagine if it's like, okay, I'm going to go see, okay, I don't know, because it's not really my genre. Let's, I don't know, Ariana Grande, or just like, that's probably a bad one. Like, maybe like a one album star, right? That just put an album out, like two songs got on radio. Okay, let's go tour. I think we can sell out the building. And it's like, all right, well, the two songs we love. And then it's like, we're going to do covers of three other groups. And I'm going to, hey, how about my new song right here? Like, no, like if you just come out there and rock your best song multiple times, everybody goes happy at that point, don't they?
Yeah, you have to. I think playing it multiple times is a very good call. I think it's a very good call. And I think specifically for Kendrick in that spot, Donnie, he was. That concert is kind of born out of the rivalry and out of that song. Not that Kendrick couldn't do a concert on the fly in Los Angeles and do incredible, but the reason why Kendrick Lamar is presently on a completely different level is destroying Drake in a rap battle. So, probably a good read, all in all, by him, if I kind of had to gather there. And I did watch some of it though, but yeah, they had a lot going on at the tournament. What a lead in to Stanley Cup final. Can I give you another? Are you hearing all that, by the way?
Yeah, I like it. What are we cutting grass?
Hate to hear that.
Mower, blower.
I mean,
what is it?
Apparently, they just do whatever they want. Quite frankly,
I mean, 11 o'clock. That's not going to be on, is it though? So maybe just an afternoon thing. You know?
That's why. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
It feels
I don't know if that makes any sense.
A lot happens.
I don't think it's been anything other than our normal schedule. Yep. Today I was like getting set for radio. I'm like, have I been off this show for like 2 weeks? Like, when was the last time I even heard from
you? Now, were you on last Thursday or were you off last Thursday? You were off last Thursday, weren't you?
Was I off last Thursday?
Was that when you guys filmed a special CFT or no? Was that before? Tuesday. Oh.
That was on a Tuesday.
So you're off what? Monday?
Oh, and then I'm
no, you're here Monday, off Tuesday, yes. So maybe it's just a little condensed from last week from what we were getting after. Been a hot week of baseball. Started introducing the people once again to some alternate team totals, pairing them up, hitting in like the first inning. So it looks like I'm back on board with some team totals here. We'll mix them in. Like yesterday, Kevin. Saturday, I had a team. I've been doing splits, which means I'll take the first look at the entire season. Minimum of, or not the entire season, excuse me, 60 days. Minimum 20 innings, and I want to get a look at those pitchers. Then I take those same pitchers and go home and away splits. And what I've been doing is almost narrowing it down, and that's how I'm taking advantage of some team total props. Because the one thing that I really enjoy with those are 1.5s and 2.5s. Like yesterday, I think all three of my bets hit by the second inning yesterday. Which again, you're not asking for 6 or 7 runs. It was 2 2.5s and 1 1.5, and it hit like in the first half hour of the game's tipping off, which was fantastic yesterday. I did it again on Saturday. I had a great day of RBI props on Saturday, and then Sunday, like, you know what? I don't love a lot of RBI props. Let me just go right back to the team totals and smashed them again yesterday. So I'm sort of in that mode right now. It's decent. Card, not as good as it was on Saturday and Sunday, but sort of expanding the horizons back to taking, yes, RBI props, but, you know, including some of those alt team totals. Because come on, man, 9 innings, they had 2 runs. Stop. Come on now. It's genius.
Well, that was the old way, I think, was even less, right? You needed
the old way was like 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. Yeah. So now I'm just taking like, I think, like, because the baseline really is like, okay, they should be able to get 3 runs, but trust me. Doesn't always happen. So how did that happen? They only scored 1 run for that game. There's no automatic qualifier, but Saturday and Sunday, they were as easy as you could possibly get. So tremendous stuff.
No, that's fantastic. You love to see those numbers lining up. Uh-huh. Yesterday, I messed up. But it happens, right? Like, I don't want to say I messed up, but I had 3 baseball bets, went 2-1, but I lost the play of the day, right? So, you know, that's just sometimes kind of how that goes. Yeah, I didn't love the baseball card as much, I felt, over the last 2-3 days. I've lined it up kind of initially for today. I think there's some interesting spots. I'm interested in some short favorites. Like, I'm going to guess, Donnie, you're going to disagree.
I got a short favorite today I like. Go ahead.
This will be interesting.
Yep.
I quite frankly do not care what you tell me about Garrett Crochet's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers can't be -125 against the Chicago White Sox. They could play the game on Mars. I don't care.
I'll give you one better. I took Crochet first 5 where he's a -120 favorite. How about that? Well, that tells you the pitching matchup there. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, first of all, the kid basically should be favored for Cy Young, all right? Mm-hmm. You got the strongest book team in baseball against the worst book team in baseball, and he's a first 5 favorite. Mm-hmm. But and it's funny you bring up first 5 because, Donnie, the full game statistics, when he starts, they're 7-9 in those games. It doesn't mean it's his fault, but that's what the statistics are. When Paxton starts, the Dodgers are 10-3 because, of course, they're 10-3. Mm-hmm. So I'll be on the Dodgers. I truly do not care. -125 is to me insanity. Like, Donnie, would you really be surprised if you lost that? If you lost that 2-1 Dodgers? Honestly.
No. And again, it's a cheap price on that, too, because a lot of times you're picking off the first 5 going, like, wait a second. This one guy sucks. This one guy is awesome. I'll take him run line -120, be like, you know, 4-1 at the end of 5. That's what you would expect. But I just look at it like this. Paxton's one of those fadeable guys with those really high xFIPs where, again, that's a crazy number. Like, let's just say across the board, -130 favorite for the Dodgers, you know, and them to be an underdog in the first 5 innings, which is crazy. It makes sense because you're not betting the Chicago White Sox because of their bats. You're betting them because of their pitcher, but sooner than later, that's going to run out because you're right. What as bad as, let's just say, Paxton has been in some outings, and he's been very good in other ones. What's the max for the White Sox today? Like 4 or 5 runs? Like 7-5 final? Like, okay, well, they ended up beating them there because they couldn't, you know, hit the baseball at this point. I like the White Sox first 5. I took another one, which we're going to go over after the break here. Seattle and Tampa Bay. Some interesting splits in that one, but a lot more fun to go. Make sure you keep the dial right here, SiriusXM channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Alrighty, it's Monday, people. Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers. Also Game 3 in the College World Series today, which an estimated start time, Kevin. Temperature, 104 degrees in Omaha. So, the reason, look, you put this, put it in L.A., you're never going to get that. Put it in Miami, you got the dome, Kevin. You know, air conditioned, sold out crap.
Cali and Miami?
Mm-mm, it's dome. It's dome out there in Miami. Yeah, Cali's not. We're not having 104 in Cali. Stop, man. That's only Omaha this time of year. Mm-hmm. We'll waste the time for the boys out there. But, hey, Tennessee, Texas A&M, some team school's going to get their first national championship. And it makes some sense. We'll get to those in just a bit. But I was just teasing on Major League Baseball. Seattle and Tampa Bay. Here's your quintessential, like, oh, my goodness, what do you actually trust? Because on the season, let's just go splits, Kevin, right? On the road this year, Taj Bradley, 14 and a third innings pitched, 8.16 ERA. His FIP is an 8.38, and his XFIP is a 5.05. Every one of those absolute disasters, right? So say, psh, fade that guy, load up on whatever bats you need to. Now, Kevin, flip it over to him at the Trop. 30 innings pitched, 2.10 ERA. Mm-hmm. FIP, 2.51. XFIP, 2.60. That's Cy Young level numbers at home. Mm-hmm. So I actually laid it there, the minus 112 with Tampa Bay. I don't really like Tampa Bay's lineup one bit, but that's the way I took, because sometimes things just show up so out of whack where if you just look at the season totality and say, he's not really that good a pitcher, but boy, he likes to pitch at home, man, and I'll trust it.
I did take a look at that game, but I didn't think Brian Wu was fade material either.
Oh, he's not really fade material, no. So, he's really not.
I considered under in the game, but I believe it's 7.5, and very rarely do I play under 7.5. Like, I know there's some people who say low totals are low for a reason, but I usually don't get there. If that was an 8, I'd play it under, and that's from the Donnie method. Yeah. I know people probably hear that and think it's so stupid, but just in case you've not been around super long, at under 7.5, you might say you need 7 runs for a win. At under 8, you need 7 runs for a win. It's not about that. It's I need 9 runs for a loss if I'm playing under 8.
Yes.
And I don't think that game's getting a 9. No way, no.
No, I don't think it is either. By the way, the only difference there, because if you're an old school guy and you take a look at Wu on the road, 22 innings pitch, Kevin, 2.45 ERA. But then you see that XFIP of 4.15, those numbers that I trust a little bit more. Like, even like yesterday on a Sunday, the Marlins, they had to get 1.5 runs, Kevin. Scored 4 in the bottom of the first inning, so it made me look like a genius at that point. But that's off a day they got shut out the day before. So I always like those. Like, hey, man, just the next day, you just got to throw those numbers. Like, oh, man, team only got 3 hits the day before, didn't even score a run. Yeah, I'm not taking them at a team total. Of course, you know, the very next day they hammer inning 1. Or, man, I took Paul Goldschmidt to hit a double yesterday. Guy goes 0-for-4. You know what he does in the first inning, double right down the line. So it always happens there, but so he's got to stick to those numbers, as we like to say. By the way, have you been watching any of the Copa with the U.S.? Saw last night a little Bolivia. By the way, Bet365, Kevin, I didn't bet it because I got beat last week on maybe one of the easiest boost you're ever going to see, like a minus 340, they boosted it to plus 100. It was like the Argentina game, just to score in the first half against Canada. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to take it. And all I kept saying, like, because I was watching the game, like, on and off, but I was just, like, more on Twitter and, you know, following this stuff. And I was like, man, this game should be, I always love when you see that, too. It's like, man, Argentina should have 4 goals, or Canada should have at least 2 in the first half. I'm like, yeah, and nobody scored. And then what do they do, Kevin? 2 minutes into the second half, bing, bong, boom, goal. I'm like, yeah, of course that happens.
No, that was tough. I ended up playing, I know it'll sound random, but I was breaking the game down. I had an under corners for Bolivia, 2.5. They only had 1, so that was good.
Jeez.
I've been kind of getting involved with the Copa. And you know what made getting involved with Copa a little bit more palatable was the Euros, Donnie, I felt demanded the attention. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of already kind of in a soccer groove, if you will. The thing is I haven't been betting the weekday soccer as much, because when I'm going into the weekend show, right? That's a big part of the day. I feel like my day is just starting at a different point. Like, I know there's games coming up in 40 minutes, but I'm not as locked in kind of on those.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. But I was even yesterday, and again, this is why, like, if the odds, sometimes we just talk, you know, the analytical guys, right? Like, a plus EV numbers. Like, theoretically, like, the odds boost, you should be betting them blind every single time for 50 or 100 bucks, whatever the max they let you do it. Because if it's just about the odds and you're getting way better odds than what you should be getting, it doesn't matter what the wager is. So yesterday, I'm like, all right, I had a really good weekend. And typically, I'll be like, you know, good weekend. I'll throw, because I think my max is like 60 bucks on the boost on Bet365 as opposed to 50 on FanDuel. So I'm like, yeah, I'll usually just throw 60 bucks down and be like, you know what, I had a good weekend, and this is great odds. Yesterday, Kevin, was Team USA to win and Christian Pulisic to get a half of a shot or more on goal. So, okay, so he rips a goal in the first 3 minutes. As soon as I saw that pop up, I'm like, come on. Like, it couldn't be any easier, because you figure you'd be watching, like, at least, hey, don't get hurt or just get a shot on goal. The U.S. is up 2-0, but somehow Pulisic doesn't have any goals yet or hasn't really factored in. He got that right off the bat, and you knew they were going to win that game outright anyway. 2-0 win. Easy as could be. One of those minus 250s, Kevin, like, boosted to, like, plus 120. And I was like, you know what? Let me just lay this one out here and not take it, but boom, that thing hit easy.
They were a huge favorite in the game, so you get a Pulisic goal, right? I mean, that's,
you even just needed a shot on goal too, which was crazy. It wasn't even a goal.
No, I know, but right, my point is, it's now 1-0 and you hit half of the thing automatically.
Yes,
since he's the one who put it in the back of the net, and now they're up, you know, as a money line, probably minus 1500, if not more.
Exactly.
So that kind of then just starts to change the perspective a little bit. I play Brazil to win Copa America. I just think they're the most talented team in it overall. They play tonight. They play their first game. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of performance they have.
Yeah, when are we in the, because I just saw Gabe send out a tweet, which I always get a kick out of, too, is some of these things, if you're not paying attention to soccer, it's like Spain, everybody, I guess they have maybe their group wrapped up, or it doesn't matter at this point. That's what, like, because sometimes you just like the blind get into something, so, oh, let me get in there, but I don't follow it well enough to be like, okay, this team needs this, this team needs a point, they need to tie. Two games, I think, are playing at 3 o'clock this afternoon, side by side, because it's good that they do that, because if you staggered them at 3-5, and after the first game, nobody needed the second game, that's why they do that. At that point, so
yeah, there were some questions about why that was happening the other day.
Oh boy, well, they put them on side by side, it's ridiculous. Got the whole day, spread it out. I want to enjoy the games. Yeah, that's why they do it here. A lot of hot topics here to go, which includes the Stanley Cup game number 7. Are we going to witness history tonight? Something tells me we just might be doing that. We'll talk about that and much, much more coming up next on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Winner take all game 7. We did some research this morning, Kevin. I think it was, what, 1940s?
42.
Maybe 50. No, not since... wait, what are you talking about with your end of it?
Someone was something from completed 42. A 3-0 comeback in a Stanley Cup final.
Yes, but no, this one was, I wanted to ask the question, when was the last Game 7 overtime? And it was like either in the 50s or the 40s.
Oh, okay.
So it's been that long. And that's, you know, it's kind of crazy where you say, you know, just give us an extended series. Like, the NBA feels like it was just a wash. Like, when did it happen? Like, it might as well be the Super Bowl, how long ago the NBA Finals ended, even though it wasn't that long ago. It just feels that way now. But now that I take a look at this game, I'm saying, man, what could happen? Like, 1-1, end of 3. Like, I don't even understand. It's not even the same, Kevin, as, like, let's just say, like the Super Bowl, right, going to overtime. It has different rules. Like, sudden death in a hockey game where it's every rush of the ice, it could be over. Like, I'm just trying to put myself into, like, a fandom, because I remember, you know, 2010, the Flyers and the Blackhawks, but the Flyers lost in game 6 at home in overtime. So it wasn't as if, like, you know, and I remember sitting on the edge of my bed watching that, and that puck goes in and nobody knew it went in. They were celebrating. It's like, oh man, it's over. But I can't imagine, like, that feeling of, you know, because the Flyers won that game. They didn't win the Stanley Cup. This just would be Game 7 in Chicago. But to be a fan base of watching that, like, on the edge of your seat, I don't even know what that feeling would be like. Because, I mean, again, like, Eagles losing late to, you know, Kansas City in the Super Bowl, or, again, last year with San Francisco, like, there is a finality because one team has the football. If they score, you know it's over. But in hockey, it's just, like, in a blink of an eye, like, you could be like, hey, 2-on-1 fast break our way. Oh, no, 3-on-2 the other way. Oh, my God, we just lost. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's... It's exciting. It's jarring. It's a good point. I guess even if a walk-off home run, there's kind of a, okay, look, if this if they connect with this pitch, this could be it, right? Like, it's a good point. I got to be honest, it's a shame, but I do not say this to slander hockey. It is just a personal thing now that I've lost all my bets relating to this series. I don't care. Like, people would ask me, like, hey, who do you think's going to win? I don't care. I think I'm going to bet Florida because I think that's kind of the right – I think that's the right side tonight. But truly, like, I don't care. I had Panthers minus a game and a half, minus 2.5 games. Here we are for a game seven.
An easy dub.
I didn't have, you know, McDavid, Conn Smythe. I'll give you this take, though. I think there's a chance they rob him of it. He's deserved it. He's deserved it since after game four. But I think there's a chance they rob him of it.
That would be interesting if they rob him of that, because he's such a heavy favorite right now. Where it's, again, sports books aren't dumb, right? It's very rare that you're going to say, like, hey, by the way, minus 3,500 bet on not a performance, like on the ice, like, well, yeah, you just saw him win 5-1. Oh, it's rigged, but it was still 5-1, like you could see, on like a voting thing, because the Brown one just keeps throwing me off. Like, I have no idea why he's such a heavy favorite. I would take Tatum right now, and then Tatum turns into a heavy favorite during the game, and after the game, like, no, it was never going to be that way. Like, we knew the votes were coming in for Jaylen Brown. Like, I don't get it here. So I don't know who, in like Bobrovsky is 100-1, I think, to win it. Something crazy like there's like two players that can win it. I think it's like Barkov and Connor McDavid. But Connor McDavid's minus 3,500. Barkov certainly is a big dog in that. But everybody else is so far back. Like, what happens tonight if you see 1-0 where Barkov doesn't score, but Bobrovsky is like stellar and the game does go to like double overtime and he's got 58 saves? You're like, it's like, ooh, maybe he gets brought back into it. But I just think it's so far gone. And also the simple fact that it's based on the entire playoffs where McDavid has just been out of control. And Bobrovsky was very good coming into this series and through the first two games. And then you can't really give the Conn Smythe to a guy that's given up like 7-8 goals in a couple games. Like, you can't do that.
Well, so this is kind of to me, DRS, where there's nothing that could happen in tonight's game where I would give it to anybody other than McDavid, right? But I'm talking about what they're going to do. And now that we're here in a game seven, so if this game goes 2-1 Florida and Bobrovsky saves 35 shots, I think he has a chance. McDavid doesn't have a point. I think Bobrovsky has a chance. If Barkov has a 3-point game, I think he has a chance. I know that that's – I'm not saying that's what shouldn't happen, but I really do believe it's on the board, which I think is a shame.
Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen in the moment. Like right now, by far it's McDavid, but then you start to weigh the human element of it's game seven. Like, what happens if this game ends up 3-0? Barkov scored all three goals. You're not giving it to him? Like, dude just had three goals in game seven, the only three goals of the game. Like, nah, I got to go with somebody else. Even though the other guy's way better and had a better run, you never know, man. All it needs is a couple voters to be like, yeah, you know what? We're going the opposite direction. Much, much more ahead. Keep that dial right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big Major League Baseball card, even bigger hockey game in South Florida for all the marbles. Now, let me ask you this question. Like, you know what I mean? Because worst case, like, Edmonton is living on a prayer right now, right? We just got waxed game three. 3-0, it's over. You know what? And I know a lot of the players say this, and you see it in the past. And I remember even, like, dating back to sometimes where my team, like the Flyers, like, hey, man, look, we're trying not to get swept here. We want to give our fan base at least one game back in the building. Well, the Flyers got swept in 97 by the Red Wings, so they didn't get another game back in their building. But I can feel like that game four in Edmonton was like, you know what? Let's just have fun out here. And they waxed the Florida Panthers. But we all saw the writing on the wall. Like, Florida basically went out in that game similar to what the Celtics did. Like, we won this series. Yeah, we'd love to win it tonight. But you know what? We're going to win this anyway. Well, we might as well do it on our home court. The Celtics waxed the Mavericks on their home court, walked out a championship. The celebration is great at home. But Florida, now, like, your fans are in the building. You got to win this game. I can't imagine. First 5 minutes, Draisaitl goal. It's like, oh, my God, we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. Like, like full-blown panic in the streets is going to set in.
I think what I'll tell you from my, you know, kind of read of the series, it does very much feel that whenever Edmonton scores first, they might as well be like, all right, man. We're out of here. What a shame. We tried. Like, there's no comeback coming. It feels that way. My thing is, DRS, you've got a Florida team that is still overall viewed as the better group.
Yes.
And you're asking them now to lose a fourth consecutive game. It's a hard thing to do. It's not impossible. They had two streaks of four losses during the regular season. Mm-hmm. They are facing a team in Edmonton who, after their nightmare start to the season, did find themselves with two streaks of three or more losses and then ripped off an 8-win streak and a 16-win streak. So basically, you know, recent history perhaps not only says Edmonton will win tonight, Donnie, but they'll start next year about 12-0.
Look at that. The Edmonton Oilers. And by the way, Connor McDavid, man, I need to say, I can't wait for this game tonight. I don't think I'm going to make it all the way through, because even though I love when a championship trip, specifically the Stanley Cup, is won, the shame of it is, again, tonight, is that it is in Florida. So if Florida wins, I think it's a really cool aspect. You skate around the ice with the Stanley Cup, but again, still, if the away team wins it, they do the same thing, but you're not getting the adulation, obviously, from the fan base, because, yes, they want to see the Stanley Cup, but you know what's crazy about that, too? Let me put the, like, because I'm a huge, when the Flyers are good, there's a time in my life where the Flyers were my favorite team by far as a kid. They were always good throughout my childhood. They fell off a cliff, like 2015 on. Like, they're just insignificant. Michkov's coming over. The party's about to get started up. But I just, like, if I was at game 7 of the Stanley Cup and the other team won, like, I would love to see, like, the Stanley Cup in, like, hey, look, this, you know, but I don't know if I could stay, Kevin. Like, because I know people do and take pick. Like, can you do that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I, like, as it, like, if you're a diehard Rangers fan, game 7 in the Garden, you lost. Like, hey, let me see the cup presentation. I can't do that.
Yeah, I went to, the only time I've been in the building for something like that was the Liberty Aces game last year, Donnie. Mm-hmm. And I was certainly rooting for New York. But not Eagles, Yankees, LeBron level.
Yeah.
And so I stuck around a bit, but I didn't stay long. Whereas if it was reverse and the Liberty had won it, I probably would have stayed throughout the whole thing. I can't imagine anybody wanting to actually sit there through, you know, basically all of your dreams have come to a close. Like, I know, see, the way you're phrasing it, I feel like is appropriate, because that's kind of how hockey people are. Like, man, I'd love the chance to see the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Like, man, if you don't get the heck out of here with that, I don't care what I see, no Stanley Cup.
Exactly.
Lost the Stanley Cup. Nobody wants to see the Stanley Cup.
Correct. It's the way it is. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. Callers are waiting. The time is now. You know where we're going to next. Chris in Austin. After a big weekend, championships will be decided. The NBA draft is this week. Big deal. It's a big deal, Chris. What do we got?
Hey, DRS, Kev. Good afternoon, man. It's
Hello
good,
there.
Man. You know, and it's weird that you first started, because I'm on my way to the store now. I'm going to do some roasted lemon pepper chicken, scallop red potatoes.
Yeah.
For the we've got two championships. For the little brother out there at A&M, they're playing for one. And then Edmonton, that's the little brother. Edmonton, I've got a Conor McGregor, Conn Smythe, the plus 200. I've got a series kicking on Edmonton, two of them. Plus 130, plus 170 after the game two loss, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm in a good position here to hedge out. I like the over 5.5 at plus 130. I'll play that as well. And if you're watching this series, man, I've watched more hockey than I've ever have. And I can't believe that I'm cooking dinner for a hockey game today. But I am. And so Florida lost. Game 6 winner is the winner of this series. Whoever won game 6 was going to win this series. So I'm on Edmonton. But one other thing, you guys, right? Well, so yesterday, after I lost Tom Kim, my ticket on Tom Kim, I had a ticket on Tom Kim to win the tournament. My wife and I are watching the WNBA. Haven't watched one WNBA game all week, DRS, all season.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah.
One, because I don't like the way they're handling Caitlin Clark. But I sat down yesterday, and my wife said, "Oh, you watch the WNBA?" I said, "Yeah." I said, because there's this chick, Caitlin Clark, that... Mm-hmm. For some reason, it's being hated on. I said, so she's watching. Yeah. She's like, Chris, she's good. I said, she's good. And I said, embrace is good. I said, they should embrace this competition. It's healthy for the league. It's healthy for Caitlin. It's healthy for Reese. And check it out, too, DRS. So as my wife and I are talking, I said, you know, my favorite Red Raider, you know who that is? It's Cheryl Swoopes. And Tina Thompson from Houston Comets. You cannot tell me I'm not no women's basketball fan. And my wife even knew who Cheryl Swoopes was. And she was there at the game, right? And so it was just mind-boggling for me that I sat down for the first time all year, all season, my wife and I. And my wife got into it, man. And I'm like, and the biggest women's basketball game exhibition is in a month from now, and they don't have the two biggest stars on the team. Absolutely ridiculous. I just can't get over that, man. I just can't get over it. So I enjoyed the game. I'll start watching more WNBA. I don't like making bets care of on sports that I don't know. I was thinking about, you were talking about that soccer last week when I hit the DeChambeau. I got a little cocky. Mm-hmm. This is about gambling. And I said, I'm going to bet on the Euro, and I'm going to bet on the Copa. I took the over here, and everybody was scoring goals. They didn't even get halfway to that grand salami total goals in that Euro that game last week, man. So I kind of stepped back. I was like, you know what? You better stay in your lane, play one, because this soccer is just an easy way to give away some money. But I just had to call in. I'm on Edmonton, man. And I'm going to say Giga Maggie's reluctantly. Yeah, it's a tick.
There you go.
But let's hope the Aggies. I've got a serious ticket on +172. So, but anyways, guys, I love you guys' show. You know that. Kev, DRS, you're the best. I'll let you.
Love it. There you go. Chris checking in here. By the way, called me off guard there. Conor McGregor got me. But you know what's funny about that, too? Because we all say, we all say names that slip through and you don't realize you say it. But it was one of those, Kevin, where he said Conor McGregor, but it took me like 10 seconds. Like, wait a second, that name didn't sound right there. Why is that? And then I heard you laugh. Like, yeah, Conor McGregor, of course, right? So it's one of those slips that we've done it many times. But it caught me off guard because he said the name, and I couldn't place the name for a second. Like, wait a second, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Like, meanwhile, what's he aiming
for? And also, I'm saying to myself, like, Conor McGregor, like, I'm surprised I haven't said that before at this point for Conor McDavid, but it should be a big night tonight, and we'll see what happens in that aspect of it. But, by the way, WNBA yesterday, again, I'm going to see the ratings when they come out for that game between the Fever and the Sky was good again, because like, I didn't watch all that much of it. Like, I was really just flipping through. But sold-out crowd, you saw the passion. It was a close game, a big comeback. Like, it just feels like that rookie class is just taking that entire league, like, by storm. Like, it should be like, hey, we all want to watch the Aces, because they're technically the best team, you know, the record isn't there yet. But the WNBA, like, newcomers like myself or just random fans, they don't give a damn about the Aces, man. It's like, just put the Fever in the Sky on every single game and people will watch it at this point. It's crazy. It's crazy talk at this point. Championships decided tonight, people. Have you guys put any wagers in? I don't know if I'm going to get that 50% odds boost tonight. I probably will, and I'll probably lose it. Dang it. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good stuff in the past, Kevin. By the way, you know we're always big on Twitter here on this show. Alan Harris tweeted to me, did they give Tampa the NFC Championship trophy on the field? This was back in 2002. I was at that game at the Vet. No, they didn't. They made him go in the locker room to get that trophy because they were probably expecting the worst, but you could hear a pin drop in that stadium couple minutes. They could have done it on the field. Nobody was even there to watch it at that point, so that's one of those. Another one, Kevin, the Los Angeles Lakers clinched in Philadelphia. The Lakers got their trophy in the locker room. They didn't get it out in center court. There was no celebration there. Now, the one time there was was a celebration was 2010 when the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Philadelphia 76ers at home, or excuse me, beat the Flyers at home in Game 6. The Stanley Cup did come out there, and they carried around the ice at that point because I guess that's just tradition, but that's kind of funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Lakers win a champ. Like, where's you seen a championship where they just give it to you in the locker room? It used to be like that way long. If you ever seen, like, the old highlights of, like, championships, specifically in the NBA, a lot of times the NBA trophy was given away in the locker room, but that hadn't been done for a long, long time. It was just that finals was funny where it's like, you know, Kobe and Shaq in the locker room as opposed to being like at center court. So bad on Philadelphia, I guess. Yeah.
No, if anything, it's a little additional pride there from Philadelphia. NBA draft week 2, Donnie, which means we're in your favorite part of the year.
Is there any talk of you guys just cutting that down to like a half hour show in studio? There's no way you guys are doing the whole thing. It can't be. Like, it can't be.
Can I tell you something that's going to be very interesting? Because I'll give you a little something, right? Because I know you find the whole thing of following an NBA draft, even in a good class, crazy.
Yes.
It's the first year, Donnie, that it's one round. And then a day off, right?
Yes.
And everyone's kind of focused on, like, man, what are you going to do for day 2? Don't worry about it, right? It's going to kind of go quickly, I think, day 2. You'll be able to recap. Here's what I'm interested in. What is the speed of round 1 going to be? Because either they're going to basically be giving you 10-minute explainers on all these guys that by the time you get to, and I'm talking about on the big broadcast, we'll be ready with odds and the whole deal. They're like, yeah, ready to learn about another guy you never heard about? I don't know how that's going to work. It's because it's going to be moving slow, Donnie. But I'm also wondering, you know, we're kind of prepared to go late, right? Like, what if all of a sudden they're like, no, we did this so we stopped wasting time. 2 hours, we're out, in and out, boom, boom. 8 to 10, see you later. Because usually, Donnie, those drafts hours.
Yeah, what is the drafts, like, what's the timeline on it?
You don't know how many between picks? I don't know if they even announced that. But
I have to somewhere.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything on it. I really haven't, Donnie.
Yeah, so that could be a blessing in disguise at that point because you're not dealing with pick number 58. It's like, who is this guy? Hey, man, center from Serbia, which I would love coach's breakdown on that. You just keep throwing it to him late in the draft, like, talk to me about this guy.
No, but that's where, Donnie, like, see, we get to be honest with our coverage, right? Because we're starting from the odds, and there's no odds on the draft and stash kid. So at that point, we're kind of, you know, we're looking at, you know, rookie of the year odds that have come out. But again, we've done this show. We're used to doing 60 picks in the now a time frame that we're expecting it to get half the picks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that's necessarily going to work at all. People don't show up to watch the NBA draft in droves. I'm not talking about, again, from our end. I'm talking about from, like, ratings-wise compared to the NFL.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah. Especially this one, too, because I guess it's just really good picks in the top 5. And, yes, you're going to watch your team, but even, like, I don't know, the Sixers pick just outside the lottery, I guess. It's like, just let me know who the pick is. I'm like, who's that guy at this point? So, I don't know. It's just an odd year because usually every single year, the NBA's got superstar talent that's ready to come through. It's once in a blue moon where the draft sucks, like back in the Anthony Bennett draft. But even at this point, it's like you don't even have the excitement of the number 1 pick or the number 2 pick, possibly. Let's just say if they're both the kids from France. Like, nobody even knows anything about these guys. Like, hey, number 1 pick is Richichet. It's like, what? Like, he could be a really good one here. Like, man, and this, you know, Donovan Klingon, who in the normal draft, like, hey, man, he might get into the lottery. Now he's pushing, like, number 2 overall at this point. It's kind of wild.
I do wonder how Klingon's rise would have gone in just, like, last year's draft, Donnie, because I do think Klingon's kind of getting that college basketball national championship elevation that we do see sometimes. I mean, like, he's also 7'2". Did you see the Spurs are thinking about pairing him with Wemby? I mean, Donovan Klingon, Donnie, at the power forward slot. You like that?
Jesus. Yeah, you know what? Let's get some back to the basket blocking shots. Get busy down there. Basically, them saying, like, you're going to shoot 3-point shots or you're not going to score. How about that?
But now here's the question. Now you're live and in studio the day after the draft.
Yeah.
Now, is that a full recap the draft show? I mean, what's the balance there that Thursday?
No, I don't even think it has a lot. Like, I know we're going to talk draft. But I just think because Ben's like in town, like I got to be up there. Like there's no bigness to this for the NBA. Like, hey, you got to be there. Like, man, this is going to be like an unbelievable show. It's like, how long are we talking NBA?
You got, I mean, Don, a 3-hour program. I think you got to be at least an hour, if not more. No,
I mean, we're just gonna let JY spin for an hour with us. I mean, what are we doing?
JY's booked. He's working later that night because of round two.
Yeah, but I think I mean, JY's off till what, next October after Thursday for Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, he got
Lisi.
He's gonna be ready to go for he's gonna be ready to go for the Olympics. Big coverage, bust out coverage.
Yeah, so I can't wait to wake up at 3 o'clock to get in and talk about Zachary Richichet going number one and what a surprise that was. And then hopefully we got some good baseball to talk after that because there will be no NHL. There will be no other NBA games live. So we'll see what happens. By the way, let's squeeze in a quick phone call before we get to the break here. Jordan from Phoenix, been waiting online. Let's get Jordan in here and have some fun. What's good, brother?
What's going on, fellas?
What's good?
I just want to drop this. Tonight marks the 18th Game 7 in Stanley Cup history. 16 of the 17 have gone under 5.5. 1950 was the last time we gone over, fellas.
Wow.
So I just want to let you all know I haven't called in a while, but this is still the best show on the grid. I still got you on the ear pod on the roof out here in Phoenix.
Love
best two hosts on the grid as well. Best producer. Y'all have a great day, and let's win some money.
Tremendous. Hey. By the way, Jordan, putting in that work in the desert heat on roofs, Kevin. That man's working for a living out here, people.
It's cooler out in Arizona now. That's
you know what? It is a dry heat, though, Jordan, so you do have that going for you out there. So congratulations on that. We got a lot more hot topics to hit, even though we have one more segment and another great phone caller on the line. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're going to get to the phone callers in just a second here, but I just wanted Kevin's take on this. I mean, in what world can you put up hollow numbers? Now, I'm not even questioning this person being a decent basketball player. Scotty Barnes, 5 years, 270. Are you kidding me at this, man? Like, is that what the going rate is for a good basketball player in the NBA? Help me out on this.
Yeah, no, Donnie. So the salary cap is rising.
Yes.
And it's gonna be very difficult to comprehend for anyone what guys are going to be paid. No, legitimately.
By the way, a couple years ago, the NBA, when it jumped up too, we were doing the same thing. Like, randos were getting $50 million contracts.
Yes. But the additional Scotty Barnes context, Donnie, is...
Yeah.
This is the kid that they wouldn't even consider getting rid of when Kevin Durant was on the block. Like, in that moment, they basically signed themselves up to give Scotty Barnes this deal, you know?
That's crazy. It's wild. Let's get to the phone lines here. Got a couple guys waiting. First, the Moose is loose out there in Ohio. He wants to get in on a Monday. Talk to me, Moose.
I tell you what, I love listening to you guys 7 days a week. I'm addicted to you guys 7 days a week.
Beautiful.
Especially with K-Dub on Saturday and Sundays. I listen to you guys starting off in the morning. And then, you know what, kicking it in at 2 o'clock Eastern time. How do I follow up with Chris in Texas and Jordan? I tell you what, Chris, do yourself a favor. Take those chicken breasts and marinate them in buttermilk because they'll break down the protein 24 hours in buttermilk.
Yep.
Okay,
I like this.
And so I tell you what, throw them in some buttermilk, throw a bay leaf in, smash garlic and some black cloves, and you're cooking 24-hour soak. So I went to the book today, and I got the Edmonton Oilers Panthers over 5, no hook, minus 139. So I combine that with Texas A&M and Tennessee under 11. It's a plus 180. So I'm excited for that. I have some other baseball games going on tonight. You guys are the best. And here's my cooking tip of the day. I have a neck, deer neck, defrosting in my refrigerator right now. That I'm going to braise, and then I'm going to slow cook it, and I'm going to turn it into some of the best sloppy joes with some sliced red onions you ever had. You get a great best show. We'll talk to you. JP, you're the best. I'm out of here.
There you go. Moose is out of here. Let's get X-Man. Let's get X-Man up here, JP.
Whoa.
Get him in here. Give him some for the people. Whoa. Let's go, X-Man. What do you got?
Yeah, you know I had to come in.
Yes,
you going did. With the Edmonton Oilers and regulation. We got two baseball picks to go with it. We going with the Baltimore Orioles on the run line. What is the alternate run line? And then we going with the LA Dodgers on the run line. And it's 15-1.
Oh, Kev likes that. Yeah, 15-1. What do you think about that, Kev? He's with you on the Dodgers. He's with you.
I like the Dodgers. I like the Orioles. I like the Braves.
Need a bounce back.
It's a favorites day. That's my read, DRS.
Yeah.
Now, Donnie, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say I wanted to take four favorites on today's baseball card.
Yeah.
Orioles, Braves, Dodgers, Royals.
Uh-huh.
Minus 120, minus 120, minus 120, and then it's like a minus 250.
Yeah.
Would that make sense for a round robin?
No.
Is there a way I can structure that? No?
Yeah, what you should do then is take them all run line. Take them all run line and round robin them.
Oh, okay.
See that?
That plus.
Yep, you just get two of them in there, boom, what a night. You get three, party. You get four, that's payday there. So if you think they're going to win, chances are that, let's just say all four win. What are the chances, Kevin, that it's, what is it, 3 one-run games? No way. Come on, at least two of those teams are winning by multiple runs at that point. That's the key. If you just take them straight, that's fine. But if you want a round robin, push those things to plus money and put them in a two-way round robin on those four games, all you got to do is match two up. You got money in your pocket. Any more than that, then you're starting to run it up the flagpole. That's what I would do. So that's the way I would have some fun. I haven't gotten all that deep into the RBI today, but I do think there's some shots for some team totals. But certainly for the people, always I'll tweet that out if I have anything ready to rock and roll and go. But tonight, it's the NHL. Also, it's college baseball. Do you have a pick on the college baseball? Like, you thinking A&M? You thinking Tennessee? Or you don't care?
I like over in that game.
There's hot out there today.
Minus one.
Yeah, game number one was way over. Game number two was way under. So we'll see where game number three goes. And also, they don't have any. How long is this baseball game going to take? Like, if it's all hands on deck, Kevin, we're seeing 32 pitchers in the game tonight. I mean, what are we doing in college?
But college baseball, I think, moves pretty swiftly overall. Yeah. I don't think it's going to crush you. I don't think it'll be too much on you.
I don't know if I'll tune into the baseball, to be honest.
You'll make it through all six at-bats you watch. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, I think I might tune in just to get, like, a picture of it. But I am, you know, again, I won't make it to the end of these championship games. But I'm going to try my best in hockey, specifically if that game is close. That should be fun. I love atmospheres. You're going to get an awesome atmosphere tonight, game number 7, down in South Florida. But that'll do it for the show today on a Monday, getting the week started off in style. New week, new money. Hopefully we can cash in some tickets. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh, thanks for tuning into Moneyline. We will do it once again tomorrow. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.